Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Or listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Monday, the 17th of September. 99 days away to Christmas, but I mean, who's really counting? Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
No one's counting yet. At least I hope not.
Come
I'm still
on.
Excited for Halloween. That's what I'm hyped up
I
for.
I saw
right
a
now.
Video this past weekend and I sent it to you and Liv. I'm like, oh my God, this is video from the past of little Alex getting excited with some girl at like a Halloween, maybe a Walmart store, but they had like a setup going on and it was like Michael Myers with a knife, like really tall, stabbing down. It's just Halloween creepy music. And this girl's like, yes, I love it.
Halloween is the greatest holiday.
I totally thought that was you. Well, we're not that far away from that either. Good morning, Alex. How was your weekend? You were everywhere. I saw you on your Instagram story, Yo Alex Raps with a Z.
Yeah, I was bebopping around town a little bit. Went to Punch Bowl Social with some friends, and we did the karaoke thing. And that was awesome. And then went to Taylor Swift Saturday night, which was, of course, amazing. I cried three times. So, I mean, that was actually like a lot less than the 1989 tour for me.
How does that average out for you? Is that over, under?
That was a lot less than I thought I would cry. So
okay.
I did pretty good.
Proud of you. Okay. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? How was your weekend?
I finally got a new car.
Yay!
And I'm obsessed with it. And now Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, is extremely jealous and says he wants to get a new car because he thinks my car is so cool.
Did you guys did you guys break in the new ride?
No, we did not, Joe.
Okay, just wondering right there. That's what somebody has to, you know, you got to do that. You got a new ride, you got to break it in and drive it around town.
It is an SUV, really roomy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Traveling my old car, I couldn't even fit in that thing. Poor Lindsay. mine was really cool. I went on your guys' recommendation out for dinner on Friday night to Bakersfield. And I met Chris and also another listener named Alicia. Her and her fiance Mike are getting married in 3 weeks. They love the show. She actually really liked Alicia did Freak Show Friday. She's like, when are you guys going to do that again? I'm like, well, we got to have the freaky people email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. But it was cool. The food was really good. And then we went and saw, I think, I don't know. I still think my favorite play of all time is The Phantom of the Opera. But this was like legit my jam on Friday night. They open up The Lion King. I'm like, oh my God, I goosebumps going everywhere.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. You know how you cry at Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Did you cry during The Lion King?
I almost did.
Oh my gosh.
I swear. Why is Scar got to be so mean? Why is he got to be so evil?
He is mean.
I don't want to spoil the ending if you've never seen The Lion King. But it was just such a cool time. And then I went on a bike ride on Sunday with Lindsay and our buddy Chad. And my butt still hurts. I haven't biked in a while. We went like 12 miles. We stopped at, at Big Lug. I'm forgetting the thing, though, the restaurant up on 96th Street. That's the beer part of it. But I'm forgetting the actual dang place. Dang it. But it was so good. We stopped there, grabbed a drink, and then we biked back the other 6 miles. So it was a fun weekend. Somehow snuck a workout in there, and I got to watch lots of football. So hopefully your weekend was good, too.
Yeah, and the Colts won, right?
Yes. Amazing.
Is
that amazing? They looked pretty legit against the Redskins yesterday.
And also, guess who lost? The Patriots.
Yay!
Lost to the Jaguars.
Oh.
Yeah. We got a diehard fan over here.
Yeah, diehard for their hotness. I don't really care about sports.
Maybe they're getting uglier.
No, that can't be it.
All right, we'll find out about that. Hey, follow the show on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. We got a lot going on today.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Carrie Underwood was on CBS Sunday Morning and revealed that last year she had 3 miscarriages. She talked about how she dealt with that alongside being a celebrity.
Throughout the whole process, you know, I'm writing and like literally right after finding out that I would lose a baby, I'd have a writing session. I'd be like, let's go. You know, I can't just sit around thinking about this. Like, I want to work. I want to do this because I would literally have these horrible things going on in my life and then have to go smile and like do some interviews or like do a photo shoot or something, you know?
Wow, that is so tough.
Swifties broke the concert attendance record at the 67,000-plus capacity Lucas Oil Stadium Saturday night. She posted on Instagram, a huge thank you to everyone who came to the show last night in Indianapolis. You guys broke the concert attendance record at Lucas Oil, and I love dancing with you. It's pretty surreal that we only have 5 shows left in America because it feels like this tour just started. See you in St. Louis. Besides breaking records, Taylor got to catch up with Kelsey Ballerini backstage here in Indy. Kelsey posted a picture of her and Taylor and wrote, biggest fan and proudest friend. Taylor also, really scary, has a stalker that she's had for 2 years, and now he has threatened to kill and sexually assault her. She got a restraining order against this guy, 26-year-old Eric Swarbrick, who has been sending her letters since 2016. In one of the letters, he said, I will not hesitate to kill her, and there's nothing you, your lawyers, or the law will be able to do about it. Remember who I am. According to legal documents filed by Taylor's lawyers, the letters have become increasingly alarming over the last few months, and it's caused stress, fear, and anxiety for Taylor. The lawyers say there is a real worry that he is going to, like, come through on these threats.
And then they just let it go, like, oh, well, he didn't actually do anything yet.
Well, the judge ordered him to stop contacting her immediately and that he's not allowed to go near her or her property, obviously, but, like, what's that going to do? I don't know why this guy can't be committed, but
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, no, I agree right there. Those are clear signs.
Matthew McConaughey doesn't think that he's made it yet. Can you believe that?
Yeah, the answer is, do you think you've made it? Hey, your career's successful, your family's successful, you're doing well, you're paying the rent. You've made it. And I was like, no, I don't feel like I've made it. I don't know. I just don't really have it in me to think of it that way. I mean, like winning the Academy, a wonderful, the gold standard for an award in my craft or what I do in my business. But I didn't get there and all of a sudden exhale and go, ah, I did it.
And Kanye West posted a video of his 5-year-old daughter, Northwest, singing Drake's song In My Feelings to kind of help end the feud between the two.
Okay.
Kiki, you love me, you're my name, you love me, leave me, send me, and watch out, and leave out, and that's the answer.
Wow, she sounded better than Drake, I think, right there.
Coming up after 7:15, we'll talk about Post Malone being cursed for real.
Oh, yeah.
And did Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin get married over the weekend?
Alex, I know, loves sloths. I do too. I don't cry when I see them, but I love animals in general. And I found, just randomly scrolling through Instagram, this video, and it was animals with weird sounds. Like, I swear I've never heard half these sounds from animals before. So I want to quiz you real quick here. I'll play the clip, and then you guys can just guess for fun here if you know what the animal is.
Here, okay.
Here's your first cut. Listen to this one.
Oh, I know what that is. That's a duck.
Okay.
It is?
Liv coming in quick with the guess right there.
Mm-hmm. I figure it's some kind of bird, but I don't know what bird.
Aww. I'll tell you right now, it's not a bird.
Really?
Not a bird.
Is it a raccoon?
Not a raccoon.
What is it?
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, were you going to say screaming hairy armadillo?
No.
Yes!
No, we were not.
It's
Ew,
a
that's
screaming
so annoying.
Hairy armadillo.
Ugh, that
All
sounds
right.
painful.
Here's your next weird animal sound. Give it a listen and go ahead and guess whenever you think you know what it is.
Sounds like it has boots on.
It's just like, nah, 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 nah.
I'm going to say dog, some kind of small dog.
You're maybe along the same basic family line, but it's not a dog.
Okay, then I'm going to say a same family line of a dog. I was going to say a kangaroo.
No, no, no. This right here is a fox, like a greeting sound a fox makes.
Oh.
What did the fox say?
Swipe or no swiping.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think you'll ever get this one. We're doing weird animal sounds, and you just try to guess them by listening to them.
Warthog.
Nope, that would be a good guess, but it is not a warthog.
Ooh, I hate these. I hate these noises.
And by the way, if
God,
anybody's
guessing,
it sounds
like you freaking burping in here.
If anybody's guessing, it's not Liv the Web Girl doing a big old burp.
Yeah, it sounds like both of you
Take
guys when
easy.
You burp.
Take it easy. All right, I'm gonna guess a rhino.
A
no,
rhino?
It's probably much smaller than you'd expect. This is what they say is a koala barking.
Oh. Ew.
I was gonna say a bullfrog.
Oh, yeah, that is what it sounds like.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
It does sound like some kind of frog. Ew, that's
Ew,
so gross.
It's so disgusting.
I'm like really upset because that is a very cute animal and I don't like that.
Yeah, I know. You would not
I don't even know what
that.
Animal you guys are talking about.
Koala?
You don't know what a koala is?
Oh, I thought it was like a special kind of like koala. Like
no, it's just
ugly
what it's doing is. No koalas.
I didn't know that koalas barked. I have heard about spiders barking, but...
All right. Now, this one has got the animal, and it's got human people making noise in the background. I don't care about the humans. I want you to guess what weird animal sound this is. Now, that's the animal, okay?
Okay.
So that's what you're going to hear a few times.
Kookaburra?
No. The oochie-coochie is a person, okay?
Okay. An elephant?
Nope.
A giraffe?
No.
What?
It's a camel laughing.
A camel?
Oh my gosh, a camel laughing?
Like when you tickle a camel.
Oh my word.
That's the sound they make right there.
That's so cute.
It sounds like it's a designer from Panda.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Camel, camel, camel. And the final weird sound here, let's see if you guys can get one right. This is probably my favorite animal sound in the world.
It's turtles having sex. It always is with you.
Yeah. You love this.
Actually, I call it turtles making love. But yes, ladies, you would be correct right there. If you got any weird animal sounds that we should check out, just like send us a YouTube video. You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Time for Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. Got to lead off with Hurricane Florence has already killed 18 people, trapped hundreds, and made part of North and South Carolina impassable. Authorities say the worst flooding is still yet to come. The storm now has turned into a tropical depression. It's going to keep just dumping all this rain over North Carolina for the next few days, with numerous rivers expected to crest at major flood stage. The flooding is going to be the worst part of this. Flooding is already so bad in North Carolina that the State Transportation Department is telling people, do not travel. Stay where you're at. More than 900 water rescues have been reported in North Carolina alone. That's just insane. And many more people need help. The Volunteer United Cajun Navy Rescue Group says it was helping in Leland, where 200 people have made calls for help, and after it, numerous rescues in Wilmington. So that's kind of cool when that happened down in Katrina, different spots too. In Houston with the other hurricane, people would go down there in their boats, and they were like, all right, like they just would drive in. They're like, all right, we'll help rescue you. That's so cool. These people just volunteering and helping out there. Murder Monday, this is not a story you're doing today, but oh my gosh, this might make the case one day. Do you hear about this U.S. Border Patrol agent?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
This is crazy.
A U.S. Border Patrol supervisor has been charged with murder after a two-week serial killing spree that left four female sex workers dead. 35-year-old Juan David Ortiz was arrested after the fifth woman managed to escape at a gas station. State troopers found Ortiz hiding in his truck in a hotel parking lot in Laredo around 2 a.m. on Saturday morning. Authorities believe he killed all four women since September 3rd, all that were working as prostitutes.
Wow. That is so sad and just so scary.
And it's like, obviously he knows about the stuff's going on because he's a Border Patrol agent, so he knows like all the news stuff happening. He's like, oh, interesting. Oh, wow. I hope we catch that person.
Oh, yeah. He's on the investigation, obviously.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's so creepy.
So I guarantee it's going to be a movie or some Murder Monday-ish right there. So sports stuff. The Colts, how about that? Beating the Redskins 21-9 on Sunday. College football on Saturday. IU beat Ball State 38-10. Missouri, they just squeaked by Purdue and beat them 40-37. Tonight, Monday Night Football, the Seahawks take on the Bears. And listen, I'm not a big fan of the word fake news, but now I think we have to start saying fake weather. Did you see this video that's going viral online?
Oh, the Weather Channel guy.
Yes, I have it up at RadioNowIndy.com on the Need to Know News blog. Did you see this, Liv?
No, I didn't. I want to know what you guys are talking about.
Okay, a Weather Channel reporter, he appeared to be struggling to stand up because it's so windy. He just couldn't stand up. He's leaning into the wind of the Hurricane Florence, but then like 50 feet behind him, there's these two guys just walking. I mean, it's windy, but they're walking on the street. The Weather Channel explained it, though. So tell me if you believe this explanation. They say it's important to note that the two individuals in the background are walking on concrete, and our guy Mike is trying to maintain his footing on wet grass.
Not a chance.
After reporting until 1 a.m. Eastern this morning and is undoubtedly exhausted. Listen, Mike, thank you for doing your job, and you're killing it out there. Stand on the concrete, bro. I'm not mad if you're not on wet grass.
Yeah, he was clearly has nothing to do with where he was standing. He was clearly trying to make good TV. And
when you see this before, you go watch like Funny Weather Reporters Interrupted. There's a woman that's like, yes, the floodwater's so deep and all this. Like, she's in a kayak. People walk behind her in the kayak. It's like I'm actually going to find that video too. I'll search for all these. I saw a photo of Anderson Cooper. I think he was also with Hurricane Florence, where the TV camera guy is back about 20, 30 feet. Anderson's in waders. centimeters up to his waist. Now, the water is deep there, but it's like, you don't have to be in the water like that, you
right.
know? But it's like, the water is so deep. It's like, okay, come on, guys. I'm not going to say fake weather, but I don't believe that for a second. You can see all these online right now. RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on the Need to Know News blog. Today is Constitution Day, also known as Citizenship Day, and I went on. I found just sample questions you could take if you were practicing to get the U.S. citizenship, you know,
Ooh.
To pass that.
Oh,
so
boy, here we go.
I'll just go back and forth, Alex and Live the Web Girl, and see how well you do on this test, which you never had to take.
Okay.
Alex, what did the Emancipation Proclamation do?
Freed the slaves.
There we go. Alex, so far, I think you're more than welcome. Live the Web Girl. How many U.S. senators are there?
Oh, my gosh.
Looks like Canada's going to be getting Liv later.
I'm going to guess 52.
Now, what makes you say 52?
Okay. So, I always get confused if there's 52, 51, or 50 states. I know it's one
Wait,
of those
hold
three.
On.
Oh, God.
You don't know how many states are in America?
I get confused if Hawaii and Alaska are like the 51st and 52nd, or if there's just 50.
Well, what about Puerto Rico?
That's just a whole other issue that I can't even get into. I don't know that.
So with that understanding, your guess of how many U.S. senators are what?
52.
First of all, how many states are there?
We're unsure at this moment.
No, we're not.
No,
it's 50 states.
There's 50 states.
Including Hawaii and Alaska.
Okay, so 50, that's it. That's the cutoff.
Yes.
50, include, and that's
so,
including
I'm
going
to let you guess
yes.
again here. This I'm not going to give Alex as much grace, but I feel nice to you. How many U.S. senators are there if there's 50 states?
50.
Once again, you're wrong. There's actually two senators from each state.
So there's 100?
That seems
yeah.
excessive.
That does seem a
Seems
lot.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
You'd like to condense yeah. it down to just one person. Okay. Alex, what did Martin Luther King Jr. do? Like the main thing that he did or he's known for?
Well, I mean, he like, was it lead the Civil Rights March? Why does this have to do with the Constitution?
Because it's an American
it's
history.
Yeah, but this isn't on the Constitution. Okay,
it's
I guess.
On the, no, it's the thing.
You're just saying American history then.
It's on the Constitution test as
okay.
far as being an American citizen.
Gotcha,
yeah,
gotcha.
So they kind of celebrate both today.
Okay.
Speaking of the U.S. Constitution in America, Live the Web Girl, who is considered the father of our country? Just one man's all I'm looking for. The father of our country.
George Washington.
Hey! Wow! Look at that.
Good job, Liv.
Thank
Alex,
you.
Alex, which one of these is a branch of the U.S. government? A, Parliament. B, the UN, C, Congress.
Congress.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
That is correct. Parliament's over
Ooh,
in Britain. And
I literally don't even know what a parliament is.
All right.
Is that in the U.S.? A parliament?
No, that's in Britain.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with the U.S.
Yeah, that's the red coats.
Got it.
All right, Liv, let me give you a multiple choice one, okay?
Okay.
If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president? Is it A, the Speaker of the House, B, Secretary of State, or C, the Vice President?
The Vice President.
That's correct.
I was kind of worried.
I learned that in second grade.
Now, let's apply this to our current times. If President Trump can no longer be president, who would be the next person to take that role?
Oh, my gosh. I forget his name, but he is... Someone say that he's a lunatic. His name... I know the old one. Can I say the old one?
No.
The new one would be Joe Biden.
Okay, well, Joe Biden can't come back.
Okay, the new one, oh, what's his name? It's like, is there a P somewhere in there?
Yes, at the beginning.
Oh, at the beginning?
Well, I mean, of his last name.
Okay, yeah. It's like,
his first name rhymes with bike.
Oh, it's Mike Pipin.
Mike Pence.
Mike Pence. Mike Pence.
God, I hope they don't take this out on you and me, Alex. I want to stay here. All right, one more question each. Alex, what did Susan B. Anthony do?
Ooh, Susan B. Anthony.
I know.
This, what? Did she sew the flag? No, that isn't right. That's Betsy Ross, right?
I need a guess out of you.
Susan B. Anthony. Oh, she gave women the right to vote?
I'm going to give it to you. She fought for women's rights. Is
okay,
that what you're
going
to say?
Okay.
I was going to say, didn't she win like Britain's Got Talent?
That is
Susan.
Susan Boyle.
Oh, God.
Close. That's close. Don't they sound alike?
Not close.
No, no. Final question here. Kind of celebrating Constitution Day, and these are from the citizenship test here in America. Live the Web Girl.
Yes.
Give me one of the things that the First Amendment represents. Let me make that even easier for you. It has multiple things. Give me one thing that the First Amendment represents or that guarantees you.
The freedom of speech or press.
Can you go 3 for 3? You got 2 out of 3.
Or writing or something?
No. Freedom of assembly.
Yeah, that's right. Assembly. So,
does anyone even know what that means? Assembly?
Yeah, like
it's like protesting, getting together.
Yep. You're allowed to do that.
Okay, we get it, guys. You know.
You're allowed to do it. Doesn't mean everyone's going to agree with why you're doing
live
it.
Live there's
but
somebody
yes, you're
outside.
Allowed.
We're looking for another member of the show.
Taking her to Canada.
Bye, Liv. So, Alex, you have a question this morning, and if people have the answer, you want them to call in at 317-239-1009.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a really close friend who just started dating somebody. They've only been dating for like maybe 3 or 4 months, I would say.
Okay.
And she was talking to me over the weekend and she was saying how sometimes, you know, at the very, very beginning of when they started dating, they never ran out of things to talk about, but they texted a lot, they talked on the phone a lot and hung out a lot. And now, a couple months into the relationship, she's starting to think, man, sometimes it's almost like we don't really have anything to say to each other, like when we're out for dinner and stuff like that. Like we're just sitting there and it's like we know everything about each other. What is there to discuss? Like whenever there is something new in her life or his life, they immediately call the other person and text them.
Yeah.
So then like though by the time you have a date night, they don't really know what to say. And so that started kind of getting my gears turning in my brain. And I'm like, dude, that is a really good question that I feel like a lot of couples could relate to and struggle with is how do people that have been dating for a really long time or even married for multiple years keep things fresh and have things to talk about all the time?
317-239-1009. If you have any advice right there, just be honest here. This isn't you and the Egyptian. You're saying it's not you guys?
No.
Because I don't think it's a bad thing in your relationship if it is you too.
No, it's my friend Gabrielle. She won't mind.
Whoa, you don't got to throw her under the bus.
She won't mind that I say her name.
Okay, this is me, and maybe I'm different though too, but I think this is a good question. I'd like answers too, because me and my wife, Lindsay, have been together for 6 years, married for 3, and we're actually going on a road trip soon, 10 hours.
Mm.
And listen, I love my wife. I don't care what anybody says, as bad of a husband as I am, I do love her and I do try. Alex, I struggle with things to talk about with her every day. Because, for example, I don't know about you and the Egyptian. If you want to know what happened on the Joe and Alex show, listen to the podcast. Like, I don't like talking about the show a lot. And if I do, that's all we talk about. Like, oh my gosh, what happened with this? What happened with that? I saw something about Liv. I saw something about Alex. And that's like the only thing that we have. And
yeah.
I feel so bad because you see everything on social media.
Dude, if you're going to be in the car for 10 hours, you better gear up some podcasts.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That or like an audiobook. But I mean, do you struggle with the Egyptian to talk about stuff? You guys have been dating for what, 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months. Not always, but I mean, there are definitely nights where I feel like I don't really know what to say. And then it freaks me out. Like, I'm like, because when my friend started talking to me about her and her boyfriend, then I started thinking like, oh my gosh, what if like, you know, if that isn't normal, then because it definitely happens to the Egyptian and I at some points.
Yeah.
So then if that isn't normal, then are we doomed? Like, is that really, really bad? Like, do people that are actually truly in love and soulmates never run out of things to say?
I think there's a few people that may never run out, but I don't think you're doomed, Alex. And I certainly hope that me and Lindsay haven't been doomed for 6 years now. Savannah, you're in downtown Indy this morning. Any suggestions here?
Yeah, I've been with my husband for 7 years now, and we don't text. So every time
okay.
we actually get together and talk, we have plenty to talk about. But even like when we first started dating, we just didn't text each other.
Ooh, so maybe I should start doing that.
There's no way you could.
Maybe she should
start
doing
that.
There's no way. And you should start doing that.
Yeah.
But see, that is the thing. Like, I would feel weird, like, if we didn't communicate throughout the day.
I don't know. I like it. Because then when you get together, I don't know, it seems more special.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They say, like, distance makes the heart grow fonder. But that's true. Because you know what? My wife, like Alex brought up, texts me everything. So I know, what was your day? Well, I can read my 4 text messages and see you did this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And boom, we're done. But Savannah, congratulations on 7 years, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go to
Lucky
Shelby.
Lucky number 11.
There we go. Yeah. As they say, 7 years in, then you get that itch. Shelby and Speedway, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Any suggestions for what this friend of Alex can do? They're like 4 or 5 months in, and they really don't have much to talk about when they meet in person anymore.
Is that a bad sign?
I don't think so. I think they should buy like those date night cards that give you like conversations or topics to talk about, questions to ask each other, just to get a conversation started.
Can you give me an example? I've never heard of this before.
So, well, you can look on Amazon. I've seen them like as gifts to couples that just got married. I can't really think about exactly the name of what they're called, but I know that they have them out there, and they're just like conversation starters. They have them for friends, for game night, and things like that, but they also have them for couples, you know, okay. Like to ask
yeah.
more intimate questions.
I just looked it up. It's a marital bliss game, conversation starters. There's also a game called Just Table
right.
Topics. Yeah, it's by a brand on uncommongoods.com.
All right, well, we'll have to check that out. Hey, thank you so much for calling in, Shelby.
No problem.
And there's all kinds. Like, you can get a box of these cards that says family. There's one for therapy, teen,
hold on, Alex,
girls' night. There's all kinds.
Another Alex. Alex is in downtown Indy. What did you stop doing? You say it saved your relationship, because this could maybe help a lot of people.
We really did. We stopped texting every day and calling each other. We've been together since we were 19, and we've been, like, we went through phases where we thought, should we break up? Should we stay together? Just because we did everything together all the time. So it kind of got, you know, monotonous. You know, it gets kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm doing the same thing with the same person.
Yeah.
We just had to realize that we need our own space and we need our own time to do things. And when we both came to that realization, and Alex, you know, Joe said, you're not going to be able to stop texting Egyptian. That's literally what everybody says about me with him, because I love him so much. You know, I'm willing to answer whenever he calls or texts or whatever. I want to talk to him and tell him everything. But if you really can find down deep inside of you, like, just find a way, like, you know, remind yourself this is going to make it better, it really does help so much. And then you feel so much stronger after. You're like, damn, I did that. Like, and it's awesome.
That's good advice, I think. Yeah.
I just think it's nowadays we're so conditioned to be interactive, everything on the moment, on the spot. I think it's hard. But that's something I'm going to try to do with my wife, because she gets mad at me, too. Like, we get busy. Maybe I have, like, ADD and get distracted. But she'll text me, and I open it, but I never respond in time. And I'm like, oh, crap. So if I can just not have to respond to those anymore, that'd be great.
Yeah. One of my suggestions to my friend Gabrielle was, what if you guys did something where you tried to explore a new hobby separately from each other, and then you would have something going on? Like, I feel like if you have the same routine all the time, too, mm-hmm. and it never changes, then you are going to run out of things to talk about. But if you join a new group, or you, you know, go serve at church or whatever you're doing, work at a charity, you're going to have more things to, you know, talk about in conversation.
Yeah, just have a life outside of that relationship right there. All right. Hey, thanks for your help and suggestions this morning.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Post Malone may have been cursed. Months before Post's private jet nearly crashed, his Rolls Royce got totaled and armed crooks targeted him. The rapper was hanging with Ghost Adventure star Zach Bagans and something known as the world's most haunted object back in June. So this is like Yiddish, so I have no idea how to pronounce this, but maybe somebody that speaks Yiddish can call us at 317-239-1009 and teach me how to say it. But the object is called the Dybbuk box, or Dybbuk box, D-Y-B-B-U-K, Dybbuk, I don't know.
Do not open box.
Whatever it is, it's Yiddish for malicious spirit. And this box actually inspired the horror film The Possession. So after downing some beers, what happened was Zach says he took off the protective case and for the first time ever felt compelled to touch it. He says the Post Malone was freaked out, so Post grabbed Zach's shoulder to get him out of the room. Some say that shoulder touch could have been enough to trigger a curse. Zach believes it's absolutely what is behind Post's string of death-defying incidents, the emergency landing, the scary car crash, and the home invasion.
Then how do we destroy that box? How do we do? Do we set it on fire?
I don't know how you break the curse. Maybe somebody that's like in on whatever this object is
knows. Can we rub garlic on it? What do?
We kill this Zach guy.
We kill Zach, and then
wow.
It'll go away.
Okay.
Anything for Post Malone.
Justin Bieber has applied for dual citizenship. He'll retain his Canadian citizenship, but he will become an American citizen as well. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin could be getting married this week also, most likely out of the country in Canada in a super small ceremony. They were spotted at an LA courthouse last week to get their marriage licenses. Sources say the wedding will be in Canada. Hailey ended up addressing rumors that they already got married by saying, I understand the speculation and where it's coming from, but we're not married yet. When Stefani's ex-hubby Gavin Rosdale feels threatened by country singer Blake Shelton's relationship with Gwen and Gavin's kids. Though the No Doubt frontwoman and the Bush rocker finalized their divorce 2 years ago, they're still having blowout fights over how they want to raise their kids. Allegedly, it's gotten so bad they turned to a mediator. Apparently, Gavin feels replaced even though he's the one who cheated. He's got some anger issues. Since Gwen began dating her fellow voice coach back in 2015, Blake has become a second father to the boys, going hiking and taking them on helicopter rides. And Gavin says that he doesn't like that his children are being raised as little cowboys with all that time spent at Blake's home in Oklahoma. But apparently, it's just really all about Blake. That's where this anger is coming from. Gavin sees this fun-loving country star as a threat. They're saying that the kids are always raving about how wonderful Blake is and all the fun activities they do. And at the end of the day, Gavin is their dad, and he just wants to keep it that way.
No dad. I don't know how women feel, but no father wants to feel like they're being replaced. Even though he's not, he kind of is like the cooler dad, it seems like.
Yeah, totally. And an indie concert announcement. Very exciting. We're going to have tickets. Kelly Clarkson announced her Meaning of Life tour beginning January 24th. She's going to be here at Bankers Life Fieldhouse March 22nd. We're actually going to be giving away tickets to see her all this week at 8:08 a.m. Tickets go on sale September 24th, which is also Kelly's return as a coach on The Voice. Kelly Ballerini and Bryn Cartelli, who won The Voice last season, will serve as the opening acts on the tour. Coming up after 8:15, we'll talk about Eminem finally responding with a rap to Machine Gun Kelly's diss track and Iggy Azalea being mad about it.
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm a huge fan of American Horror Story on FX.
Oh, my gosh. You talk about it all the time, Alex.
Love it. And so when I saw this story, I was like, no way. One of their characters was actually based on the real person, and they were a murderer. So I knew I had to do my research. So I present to you today Lobster Boy.
What?
Really. Grady Stiles Jr. was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in July of 1937. He had a defect known as ectrodactyly, which literally means monstrous fingers. His hands were fused together just like claws. It was a deformity that actually ran in his family, but it didn't keep the family down. They actually found comfort in the carnival community, joining freak shows. Grady's hands weren't the only things fused together, though. His feet were fused together like flippers. Grady's dad was already an attraction in the carnival shows, and by the time Grady was seven, his dad put him to work alongside him and named him Lobster Boy.
Come see the Lobster Boy!
It was a name that would stick with him for the rest of his life. Lobster Boy eventually grew up and married another carnival star whose name was Mary Teresa.
I assume she's the bearded lady?
No, so she actually, I'd say carnival star, but she was around carnival star. She worked like, you know, cleaning and doing extra things. She wasn't one of the like main exhibits or whatever you would want to call acts. But her name was Mary Teresa, and after they got married, Grady became mean and drunk. He was drunk all the time, major alcoholic, was abusing Mary physically and mentally, and even began to abuse their four children. Here's the thing. Two of their kids were also lobsters. And he named them, one was a girl and one was a boy, Proof, who was the girl, and Suck It, who was the boy.
All right, stop. Now, okay, this is fake. This is not a real. This is not a real Murder Monday.
It's absolutely real. You can see the pictures of Proof and Suck It on Instagram with Lobster Boy at Joe and Alex Show.
Nobody names their daughter Suck It.
Well, no, the boy was Suck It.
God, follow along, Joe.
Okay, Liv, you follow along and they say Lobster Boy.
He couldn't walk with his feet either because they were fused together. So he would scoot around or use a wheelchair. And he actually developed massive upper body strength. He wasn't scared of anyone or anything. He would punch viciously. He'd headbutt people. He'd give chokeholds to anyone who angered him. And if you think about it, the way his hands were and those little claws, they're like kind of perfect for strangling somebody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he bragged constantly about the amount of women who were turned on by his lobster claws. They wanted him to use them on them during alone time.
No, what the?
It's rumored that he is the original Shocker.
I was just going to ask.
My word.
Okay, once you see those hands, that's the scariest thing I've ever heard.
And what's crazy is that in season 4, Freak Show of American Horror Story, the Lobster Boy character literally goes, it's like the 50s or something, and he goes to this woman's house. She has like a bunch of like girls over from the neighborhood, like I say girls, but young married women.
Yeah.
And they're all complaining about their lackluster romantic lives with their husbands, and so they each take turns going back into the house with Lobster Boy.
Hey, Lobster Boy!
Yeah.
Oh my god, I gotta see this.
All this is like based on a real story. So fast forward to 1988, and Grady, aka Lobster Boy's non-lobster daughter, is all grown up. Bring out the dancing lobsters! Things had been rocky. Grady divorced Mary and had a lot of anger pent up. He actually divorces Mary, gets married to another woman. They have a couple of kids together. Then they get divorced. And so then his grown original non-lobster daughter is about to get married. And what his daughter didn't know was that her dad had been harboring feelings of jealousy towards her fiance. In a blind rage, he shoots and kills the man that she's planning on marrying the next day. Literally the night. I mean, think about it. They must have had their rehearsal dinner, and then afterwards, this had happened.
Why is he so angry and jealous?
I don't know. Maybe because his non-lobster daughter's getting to grow up and have a normal life, you know, and he's taking the resentment out on the fiance instead of her.
You're going to marry a lobster, honey.
Yeah.
That's it. We stay within our crustacean.
No one is sure how he was able to shoot the gun either because of his hands. But he did openly confess during the trial to killing him and was convicted of third-degree murder.
That is true. I'm trying to picture a man with lobster hands grabbing a shotgun, pumping it, and firing.
Yeah, I don't know how. If you look at the pictures on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, I don't understand how he was able to pull the trigger or do that. Just, it's really crazy. Maybe he used his elbow or something. I don't know. The only thing was, there was not a prison that was equipped to actually deal with Lobster Boy's disability. So he kind of brought that up in court. They were like, you know, well, you're going to prison, third degree murder. He's like, okay, yeah, what prison are you going to send me to that can deal with like my wheelchair and, you know, all these different things? And they kind of were like, well, he's got a point.
They're like, well, we do have a giant fish tank we could try.
So instead of prison, he gets 15 years of probation. He actually stopped drinking for a while and then remarried Mary in 1992. But soon he began to drink again. And according to his family, he became even more abusive than he already was. And this is when Mary had enough. She found a 17-year-old sideshow performer to kill Lobster Boy, her husband, for $1,500.
Wait, that's it? $1,500 you're going to kill Lobster Boy?
That's all it was. And this kid accepted her offer. He kills Lobster Boy and was sentenced to 27 years in prison. Mary got 43 for conspiracy to commit murder. And the thing is, Grady's non-lobster son actually is a different story. He says that one night his mom and dad were arguing. Mary yelled something like, something needs to be done. And he later told a neighbor this, that she had said this in conversation. And he claims that the neighbor shortly after came over and shot his dad. But either way, that's not proven. The story that the police are sticking with is the 17-year-old sideshow boy was hired to kill him. But Lobster Boy was actually so disliked. Not only did his family hate him, but the community hated him. And the funeral home couldn't find anyone willing to be a pallbearer. And that's the true story of Lobster Boy.
Wait, nobody from the circus or the freak show would help
nobody
out?
Nobody wanted to. They all hated him. And his character, too. In Freak Show. Not a lot of people like him. So check that out if you want to watch it. American Horror Story Season 4.
I kind of feel bad for Lobster Boy. Thank you very much, Alex. I'm the only one here on the Joe and Alex Show that is married. Alex has been dating her boyfriend, the Egyptian, for 6 months. The web girl's been with Jewel Daddy for about the same time or so. So
no way.
I'm just trying to make the relationship
like
stronger.
Weeks.
Whoa, whoa.
What?
Don't bring somebody's down to bring yours up higher.
No, I've been dating 3 months. Try three months.
Yes, she's been hiding it from us secretly. That's the real story.
Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
Now, I'm not going to bring up the names here because I feel so terrible about this, but something, if you listen to the Joe and Alex Show, you might have heard this happen. About a month ago, less than that, we had an on-air proposal. We actually had somebody confess their love for their significant other. They said yes. We cried. It was an amazing day. Then Alex Did we? What, we get a direct message over the weekend about some sad news?
Yes.
What happened? And please keep the names out of it because I don't want to bring up, you know, tear open a wound.
Well, the girl messaged us and said that the guy decided to end the engagement, that he didn't actually want to get married. He only did it because he thought that's what she wanted, but apparently wasn't ready.
Oh my gosh.
And so he decided to break up with her.
Wait, they're not even together anymore?
No.
Because I've heard of people calling out the engagement and staying together.
Yeah.
317-239-1009. You could be anonymous if it's too hard to talk about, but please share with us the stories of calling off the wedding, calling off the engagement. Did you just maybe call it off and you stayed together? I mean, I'm going to be totally frank here, and I know I feel bad for Lindsay when I do this. We had a rough patch about a month and a half before the wedding. We're like, let's just call this off.
No,
like,
way.
Because if you're... Okay.
When was it over?
I think it's just... Honestly, this is bad because I don't remember everything, Alex, but it was just things that, like, what I was doing, she felt like I wasn't this, what I've talked about before, like, I wasn't the same guy that she first started dating and fell in love with. And she's like, do I want to be with this guy for the rest of my life?
So then did that, like, kick it into gear for you? Like, all of a sudden you started changing things, or no?
I feel like I'm getting better, but I still don't feel like I'm 100% the guy I used to be.
But, like, when that happened, though, a month and a half before you guys were supposed to get married,
I cried all weekend. It was so devastating. I thought she was going to leave me.
But did you do something? Like, did you start doing something is what I'm saying. Like, did you all of a sudden start bringing home flowers every other day? Or, like, what were you doing to try to show her, no, I'm still the same guy?
To be honest, no, I don't think I did that much.
So then she just decided to just, like, let it go?
I think I addressed her concerns at the time, and she's like, okay.
That was it?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had some awesome answer here, but I unfortunately don't. Let's talk to Ariel in Beech Grove. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up? What did you want to say?
So I just broke off my engagement a couple of months ago. I caught him sending his ex money, and it wasn't just a little bit. It was $50,000 in 6 months.
Oh, my gosh. 50K? What was he buying?
Yes. So I just ghosted him, and... Yeah.
Wait, what was he buying?
He was just sending her money. She's married. She has kids now. And she's just a lunatic. And he was sending her money because he's stupid.
So you just ghosted him? You didn't, like, kind of talk it out or try to work it out or anything?
Well, I had initially caught it. And I was like, no more. And he just kept doing it, so I wasn't going to deal with it.
Wait a minute. I'm not trying to defend him, but, like, what if he was being, like, blackmailed or something like that? And, like, she wanted the money from him, so she was extorting him. I feel like you should have at least asked if you were engaged to the person, like, what happened? I'm not saying it's right, but don't you want to know more?
Well, the initial was he was just trying to help her with her kids. And I have kids of my own, so you should be taking care of me and my kids first before you take care of somebody else's kids.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What if maybe one of the kids was actually his, though?
Well, she has a husband. That's what he's for.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But, like, what if he knocked her up? Like, what if he, you know what I mean? Like, what if one of those kids that aren't his kids is his kid? That's the only thing I could think of. Like, why would the money be coming out?
I don't know, but I don't think one of them are his. I mean, he should have just... got a DNA test then.
Wow. So are you are you on the market right now, or are you just taking some time off? Because that's got to be pretty tough to call off an engagement.
I mean, I'm not looking, but I would be down.
All right, cool. Put your stuff out there on Tinder and on Bumble. See what comes of it. 317-239-1009. If either one of you, Alex or Liv the Web Girl, if you called off a wedding,
ooh,
would you try to go back on, or is it just done?
If I call it off, well, then I feel like then it's over.
Really? So, like, you're not going to try to go back to it at all?
Yeah, I feel like for a wedding, absolutely not. But, Alex, say that you and the Egyptian got engaged, and then, like, a month in, he realizes he's not ready for it.
Oh,
would you
gosh.
Stay with him? So he's calling off the engagement, not the wedding, which I think is different.
That freaks me out to even – that's honestly my worst nightmare. Like, that's what keeps me up at night is thinking of scenarios like this. No, I feel like I couldn't, because then forever I'm going to be insecure. I'm going to be insecure forever. Like, even if it's 6 months later, he says, okay, now I'm ready. How humiliating is that when you get engaged because you announce it? You know what I mean?
Like, everybody's so happy for you.
I would be on the air. I would be posting it all over social media. Then I'd have to say, just kidding.
I think that's a main reason why people don't call off weddings and don't call off engagements is because they have too much pride and they're going to be too humiliated. But I don't think that's any better.
I think Liv just brought up a great point right there. I think there are people that go through with it because they're too embarrassed. And the closer the day gets, tick, tock, tick, talk, tick,
tock. See, a lot of people actually do premarital counseling once they're engaged, but I actually really want to do premarital counseling with someone before we're engaged, because during that, you talk about all the hardcore things like your sex life, your finances, you know, kids and parenting styles and all these different things that you want to do and dreams for yourself. And a lot of things come up in those sessions where you might realize then and there that you're not really right for each other. And if you do that before getting engaged, then it saves you the embarrassment.
What sex life? I thought you were waiting for marriage.
Here's the thing. The guy could imagine one thing, the girl could imagine another. So all of those things get brought out up into the open.
Talking kind of fast over here. All right. Thank you. When I think of a bucket list, I'm like, okay, these are things that I want to go do, like skydive or, well, that's about it. But I don't even really want to skydive because I'm afraid my parachute won't open. But things that you're going to do before you kick the bucket, what would you do for an Indiana bucket list? Kind of the same concept. Like, listen, you've got to do this before you kick the bucket. Alex, you're from Indiana, right?
Yes, I was born in Terre Haute. A lot of people don't know this about me.
Yeah, I didn't know that
either. I moved here from Louisville, but I was born in Terre Haute and I was raised in southern Indiana in Floyd's Knobs.
Whose knob?
Floyd's.
Oh, Floyd's. How's he doing? All right. So let me ask you first, before we get to calls, at 317-239-1009. And also social media, if you can't get through, it's at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. What would you put on your Indiana bucket list? Can you recommend one thing you think, hey, we should check out or do?
Ooh, only one. I've got like five in mind.
Yeah, save them just in case people call in with them.
Okay. So for one, I'll say that mine is, I think that you should go to Brown County State Park, but in the fall.
Is it like the leaves changing or what
part
of it? Yes,
it is one of the most beautiful parts of Indiana, and that's not far from Indianapolis. That's what I was telling you and Lindsay. You should do a weekend getaway, go stay in Brown County this fall, because it is so unbelievably gorgeous.
We'll have to do that. She wants to go somewhere, and that's not, doesn't sound like it's too far away, and it sounds fun. Let's start out with Dave in Greenwood. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's something we should put on our Indiana bucket list?
I just want to say the Brown County thing is awesome. I agree 100%. But I think that you've got to go to the southernmost point of Indiana, down towards Kentucky, where all the rolling hills covered in trees are, and see a sunset or sunrise over those hills.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, now where is that? Before I came to work here in Indy with Alex, I worked and lived in Evansville, Indiana. That's like the southwest part. Are you talking like southeast of Indiana or where at?
I mean, honestly, you know the area, Joe. It's majestic when you see that, you know. It's almost postcard quality.
Awesome. Dave and Greenwood, you're the man. Thank you for calling in and also confirming Alex's suggestion. Let's go to Clark. You're on the southwest side. What would you put on the Indiana bucket list, Clark?
Holiday World.
Yes.
Indiana Beach.
Yes, those are great ones. That's what I was thinking, too, was Holiday World. That is such a magical amusement park just because it is so clean. Everyone's so nice. The free soft drinks, everything about it's great. I actually prefer the water park of it to the rides, but I think Holiday World is so great. Yeah.
Okay.
Water coasters?
Yes.
Awesome. Hands down.
I would agree. I went there one time, and it's a very awesome amusement park. So, cool. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Clark, on the south side. Let's go to Mallory, also on the south side. We got a lot of south side people today. Hey, what would you add to our Indiana bucket list?
I am going to have to go with the Hannah House.
What's that?
It is a historic house that's over here on the south side of Indy. It's kind of like you can book weddings, receptions at, but you can also do paranormal investigations.
Ooh.
Alex is like looking at this right now. This is like
looking it up. I hear it in her voice.
I know. She's like, ooh.
The historic Hannah House, the Hannah Mansion in Indianapolis, Indiana, 3801 Madison Avenue.
I've always just thought that that would be something fun, that you could take somebody with you and go hunt ghosts, hear things, and see things you never have before.
Oh, yeah. 2 years ago, Fox 59 did a story on it. They say Indy's most haunted place is the Hannah House.
Why would you want to go there? What if you bring something back? You'll be like Post Malone and you might die.
It says the owner, the former owner, is who haunts it. There were slaves there that died in a fire.
Nope. No, thank you. I'm letting them rest
in
peace.
Come on, Joe. Don't be such a chicken. There's
I'll go.
Wrong
Mallory,
with ghosts, honey.
My life guy's already a hot mess. I'm not going to add extra spirits to it.
Supposedly, several people have witnessed the ghosts of slaves and have heard moaning and whispering in the cellars. The mansion was given the nickname the house that reeks of death because occasionally one of the bedrooms smells like rotting flesh, but the next day it'll smell like roses. I'm in. Take me there. Let's go.
No, we're not.
Halloween morning, let's call up the Hannah House. Live the web, girl. Call up the Hannah House. See if on Halloween morning we can actually do the show live there. That's what I want to do.
You two can go there.
No. You can go there. You can go there.
Let's go. I'll call in.
Cheyenne, you're on the Joe and Alex show in Mooresville. What would you add to the Indiana bucket list?
I would say Washington Park up in Michigan City, Indiana.
What's that?
I am from there. It's beautiful. It's called Washington Park. Lake Michigan is right there with the lighthouse and the pier.
Oh.
There's boardwalk shops, and it's right next to, like, the sand dunes.
Yeah, some people are saying Indiana Dunes should be on there, and I agree. That is one of my most favorite beaches, probably in the United States, and it's right here.
I asked you to hold back, Alex. What else would you add to this little bucket list of things that you like? I got a couple of suggestions, but go ahead.
Okay, the Children's Museum for one.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive what we have here.
And from where I'm from, you got to go to the Falls of Ohio State Park, right there on the Ohio River. It's, like, real weird. It looks like dinosaur bone land over there.
Let me play off the word fall. Have you ever been to Fall Festival in Evansville?
No.
It is the greatest thing in the world. It is the second largest street festival. There's no boobs like Mardi Gras, but it is just fried food for like a quarter mile.
Ooh.
Booth after booth after booth. I guarantee there'll be food that you like there. Some you
wouldn't. That sounds like Harvest Homecoming in New Albany, which I go to every year,
Do they have brain sandwiches at Harvest Homecoming?
I don't think they do, but if I eat it, will it make me smarter?
Yeah, actually improves your intelligence, say.
Let's send Liv there.
Yeah, I could use it. But also, on my bucket list, you got to visit Brothers and Rock Lobster.
Okay,
all
right.
You got to.
You know, not everything can make the bucket list. Looks like we just missed out with that one right there.
But since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first time.
Yeah, no one's turning their chair around for you on The Voice.
Why not? I thought I sounded good.
I'm just going to say that. Now, you might have been good on American Idol back in the day whenever, you know, the crazy people got through, but not anymore. Sorry.
Since you've been gone.
I really want to see Kelly Clarkson, and you could too. She's going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse on March 22nd. Alex just told us about that concert coming to town in the garbage. Let's see. Who is going to play today to try to win those tickets? Tiffany in Greenwood, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey.
Tiffany.
Yes, I'm still here.
Are you ready?
Oh, we're totally ready.
I am ready.
Okay, Live the Web Girl, explain how today's game works. What are we doing?
Okay, so we're going to play a clip of a song, and you have to guess who from American Idol it is. So all of these people, all of these artists were on American Idol. Doesn't necessarily they won, just means that they were on it.
Okay.
And you have to get 3 out of 5, right?
Yep.
Okay, I can get down with that. Let's do our thing then. Hey, I'm your host, Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, boy.
Let's do it. Here's clip number one. I'll turn down the music. You listen closely, okay, Tiffany?
Okay.
You know this, Tiffany.
Carrie Underwood.
That's
boom!
Right. One for one.
There we go. Let's see, though. But can she get it with this next idol on the Joe and Alex show?
Because of you, I never stray too far from the
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
You better get that one right.
Who's making this game so easy here? Really?
I'm sorry.
Live the web, girl.
Huh? There better be some Sanjaya up in here.
Sanjaya.
All right, let's see. Can you go 3 for 3 with this next song? We're about to find out. Here is the next idol that you have to guess.
I don't know this one.
I love this song.
Liv is loving this song. Do you have any idea who that might be there, Tiffany? We're having you guess that idol to win Kelly Clarkson tickets.
Is his first name Clay?
Maybe. What's his last name?
That is a very good guess. I don't know his last name.
Was it Clay Aiken?
Yeah, it was Clay Aiken.
Oh, you're not going to give it to her? She was half right.
Nope.
2.5 points?
Nope.
Oh, they're
Let's
hardcore.
See you. You're still alive. Can you tell us this idol?
Just don't give up. I am walking it out. Please don't.
I know this.
Liv is like in her zone right now. She is bopping to this.
She loves American Idol.
All right, Tiffany and Greenwood, can you guess that idol? Who is it?
I want to say... Oh, my goodness. One more time.
He likes Guyliner. I'll give you that hint.
We need a guess here. We need a guess.
3, 2, 1.
I lost it.
All right, we have one more.
I'm so nervous about this. All right, let's see how this goes. Good luck, Tiffany, with this song. Oh, this is a jam.
This is easy.
That's Daughtry.
Yeah.
Yeah! Wow. There we go.
That was close.
Let's jam out, though.
Tiffany saved herself there at the end by the skin of her teeth.
I had a bonus in case you didn't get this one.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, the one she missed was Adam Lambert, right?
Right.
Yes.
Oh, leads. Dang it. Okay.
Let's see if you can just get this next one. This one is like my hubby.
I have a feeling I know who it is.
Oh, this one's super easy. There's no way you're going to miss this, Tiffany. Settle down, it'll
all be clear. He's got the same first and last name.
Easy to remember.
Yep.
Hard to forget.
Do you remember him, Tiffany?
Oh my goodness. I can't think of his name.
All right, well just remember him as Live the Web Girl's husband and that'll be fine.
Philip Phillips. I actually got to drive him around in my car once.
I'm amazed he's still alive.
I have a picture with him. I got to pick him up from the airport in my car and I had to apologize to him and his girlfriend. I think her name's Hannah. It was right before they got engaged. Yeah, she was there. You would have not liked that, but she was in the back seat. He was in the front seat next to me in the passenger seat. And I had to apologize because my car, if you've ever ridden with me, smells like a Happy Meal on wheels. I mean, it's a rolling chicken nugget. And so I had to apologize for that and all the remnants of chicken nuggets on my floorboards.
Did they laugh?
Oh yeah, they laughed and then we took a car selfie. I'll show you the picture. I'll put it up on our Instagram story, at Joe and Alex Show.
All right, I'm surprised there's no William Hung in there. I mean, I feel like we really got tipped there.
Oh, yes, that's true. Tiffany, you get to go see Kelly Clarkson. Congratulations.
Woo! Yeah. Congratulations. Chances to win all this week at 8:08 here on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Eminem responded to Machine Gun Kelly's diss track Rap Devil with his own called Kill Shot. Eminem dropped the diss track Friday, and he did not hold back.
Dictionary. Yo, Slim, your last 4 albums suck. Go back to recovery. Oh, shoot, that was 3 albums ago. What do you know? Oops. Know your facts before you come at me, little goof. Luxury, oh, you broke, bitch. Yeah, I had enough money in 02 to burn it in front of you, ho. Younger me, no, you'd have whacked me. It's funny, but so true. I'd rather be 80-year-old me than 20-year-old you.
Oh, I'm bummed you didn't use my favorite line in there, the man bun reference.
What is it?
He's like, how are you going to be a damn machine gun with a man bun?
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, I thought Eminem did really well on this one. I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all right. He also took aim at Tupac's death and accused Diddy of putting out the hit. Eminem rapped, "The day you put out this hit is the day Diddy admits that he put out the hit that got Pac killed." Eminem did address Diddy at the end and said that he was only kidding. He also rapped, "You ain't never made a list next to no Biggie, no Jay, next to Taylor Swift and that Iggy Ho, you really about to blow." Iggy Azalea posted on Twitter Friday calling out Eminem for that line. She said, "Diss songs shouldn't be filled with celebrity name drops to pad out lazy bars, and that's my unbiased opinion from a girl that watched this guy set and sung the words in the crowd. I think it regardless. One of the greatest to do it. I'm not in dispute about that, but I do think that the name dropping thing has become a crutch." Speaking of lazy bars, remember that time that Iggy tried to freestyle on Sway's show?
Please don't make me play this. Okay.
Got a house on the hill, sits in a valley. Said he's trying to move on with life, but he still want to be a good daddy.
Okay.
So I sit in a ride because I don't want us overlapping. She spending money on Mac. That's cute. I get checks from them in Paris.
Stop. Yeah, there we go.
Why?
Owned.
Why?
Ariana Grande addressed the death of her ex-boyfriend Mac Miller in a note written directly to him on Instagram. She wrote, "I adored you from the day I met you when I was 19, and I always will. I can't believe you aren't here anymore. I really can't wrap my head around it. We talked about this so many times. I'm so mad. I'm so sad. I don't know what to do. You were my dearest friend for so long, above anything else." Ariana also wrote, "I'm so sorry I couldn't fix or take your pain away. I really wanted to. The kindest, sweetest soul with demons that he never deserved. I hope you're okay now. Rest." Comedian Cat Williams is bashing Tiffany Haddish's rise to success. During a radio interview, he slammed a number of comedians, including Kevin Hart, Jared Carmichael, and Hannibal Buress. In regards to the Girls Trip star, Cat said that Tiffany got famous off someone else's writing, and anyone would have earned critical acclaim reading the Girls Trip script, which Cat claims he saw way back in 2004. He says that Tiffany's been in comedy since she was 16, but claims that nobody knows her jokes. He said she ain't done a tour yet. She ain't done a special. She's not proven the ability to tell jokes back to back for an hour to nobody, which is wrong. She has starred in specials and has a deal to do another one for Netflix, by the way. And according to Cat Williams, the media only likes Haddish because she wants to sleep with a white man, which I guess is Brad Pitt. I don't know if she's like made a joke about that or something
well,
before.
Well, that makes two of us.
And this is so cute. Stranger Things star David Harbour spent the weekend before the Emmys in Springfield, Illinois, making good on his promise to officiate a fan's wedding. Back in January, Harbour wound up agreeing to do it. He showed up to officiate dressed fully as his Stranger Things character, Chief Jim Hopper. The whole thing actually started when a fan named Erica Milholland made the challenge in January, asking the star how many retweets it would take for him to officiate her wedding. He said that she had to get 125,000 retweets, dates that work with his shooting schedule, and that he gets the first piece of cake. She scored the necessary retweets within 24 hours, and he
wow.
then told her to go ahead and get the ball rolling. So he actually showed up. Very, very cute. That is the garbage.
317-239-1009. Ladies, I would like to hear if you do this to your boyfriend, your fiance, your husband. Because something happened to me over the weekend, and I was like, oh my gosh, I get why my wife Lindsay did this, but at the same time, it's just like, let me be me. Let me do my thing. Live the web, girl. Go ahead.
Can I guess what it was?
Yes. What do you think my wife did?
Did she help you out with your groceries?
What do you mean groceries?
Ooh, what?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, gosh.
Are you talking like actual real groceries?
For a second, I thought yeah. she literally meant carrying the groceries. Then I figured it out. Then I was, I'm weirded out.
My wife didn't help me bring groceries in the house. She didn't do anything grocery related.
Okay.
To the booty.
Okay.
No, neither one of those. Alex, do you have a guess what my wife did?
That she didn't help you with or did
no,
help you
No, she did. She almost demanded it, as a matter of fact.
She demanded, hopefully, shave your beard off.
No.
Wow. Thanks a lot, Lindsay. I was counting on you.
What my wife did, and I'm wondering if other women listening right now, 317-239-009, do this to their man. She dressed me.
Why?
I pulled out my outfit. We were gonna go see The Lion King. And I'm like, okay, let's go. She's like, oh, no. We're not going to the old National Center to go see a play called The Lion King with you wearing what you're wearing. She's like, change.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that. But I thought you physically meant she like was like, put your arms up. Like,
no,
I knew.
No babying.
I literally knew that's what you thought he was saying. And Alex actually has purchased clothes for the Egyptian.
That's true.
Oh, wow, that's way farther than my wife would go.
Well, he'll give
me
his credit card.
Yeah, he gives me his credit card and he says, you just pick out all my clothes. So then I'll just like shop on ASOS or something like that and I'll just pick out a whole bunch of stuff for him and then I'll have it delivered straight to his house.
How does he have any money left?
He doesn't.
317-239-1009. I want to know if you do, you know, kind of pick out the clothing for your man or dress him, why are you doing that? And if you can give a situation where that actually happened, let me tell what I was wearing. Let me know if you think this is something that's acceptable. We are going out to the old National Center to see The Lion King, like the little performance they got going on, the Broadway thing. And I was going to wear shorts, like those little cargo shorts I have. They were blue. I was going to wear my Hawaiian, well, it's not Hawaiian. It's like that coconut white and blue shirt that I like to wear. It's kind of dressy. And I was going to wear flip-flops.
Oh, yikes. My gosh.
Oh, my God. No, here's my thing. I told her there would be, and guess what? There were other men dressed up in flip-flops and shorts.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it's right. Also, do you want to know my opinion about those blue cargo shorts of yours?
Yes, go ahead.
I would love to use them to start a fire.
You know that?
Why?
You know cargo. That's hardcore. You know that cargo shorts only make you look bigger.
Well, I don't.
There's so many things that you do that you would look so much slimmer if you did them that you don't do. You won't shave your beard off. That
no.
You look like you're 10 pounds thinner right there in your face. And you won't get rid of these cargo shorts. Well, the bulky pockets on the sides make your legs look a lot bigger than they are.
What else am I going to wear, though, that
just
has
like
room
dress
for
shorts,
pockety stuff?
Just like dress shorts that are plain, that don't have bulky pockets, like you get like Dickies or whatever they are. are. Not Dickies, but no, Dockers. That's Dockers. What they are. Those shorts, you can get them at like JCPenney or Macy's, or go to, where's a good place? Oh, J. Crew in the Keystone Mall would be a good place for men's shorts.
I'll have to go to the casual mail store, like where they sell fat stuff. 317-239-1009. Alicia and Fishers, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Please tell me, for the sake of fellow men out there, you don't dress up your guy, do you?
I sure do. I dress him all the time when he's at home, when he's at work.
So
he's not the most stylish person.
Do you lay out his clothes? Like you set him out, like lay him on the bed for him like that?
Not every day, but he certainly knows like what kind of outfits that he should be putting on, if that makes sense.
That he should be putting on? What does that even mean?
Well, you know, like, okay, he's got a certain, like, for work, he's got dress pants and a three-piece suit. But he knows what tie goes with what shirt, because I pick it out. And
how long into knowing each other did you start doing this?
Oh, well, we've been married almost 10 years, so I'd say probably at least 8.
Wow.
Dang, okay, so am I just supposed to give up now? Do I just say, like, this is my life?
I would.
Yeah, I mean, my mom dresses my dad.
Happy life.
Yeah, but I'm wearing the clothing here, Alicia. Thank you for calling in. Let's talk to Clark on the Southwest side. What was your comment?
Man, you're representing your wife. So shorts, cargo shorts, and a Hawaiian shirt to a play does not work.
All right, maybe I didn't properly describe what I was wearing, Clark. They are blue, really nice blue shorts, and they do have those cargo pockets so I could put more stuff inside of them. But the shirt, I don't know if it's Hawaiian. It's like a white shirt, Alex, and it's got blue little coconuts.
Yeah, it's a short sleeve, button-up, collared shirt. It's one of those things.
Yeah, no. Doesn't work.
Oh, Clark.
I'm sorry, but a play requires khakis, nice shoes, and either a polo shirt or a button-up shirt.
Yeah, I would agree. Plays you kind of dress up for.
She made me wear jeans to this thing and dress shoes. I was sweating so bad. The swamp ass was out of control.
But you look good, and that's what matters.
Well, she said the same thing, but I'm like, I don't know. Clark, thanks for calling in. Didn't really give me the answer I wanted. Let's do one more here. April in downtown, what do you think is the right thing to do? You dressing up your guy?
Yes, we've been married for 12 years, so for the last past 10 years, I've been dressing him. But when we got married, I picked out his suit and stuff for our wedding, and he got, like, a tons of compliments about it. But ever since then, he's been having me pick out his clothes.
Wow.
I don't think I'm ever going to be like your husband.
But see,
all it
takes is one successful opportunity like that. Like, she dressed him for that one event, and then now ever since, he lets her. So, see, Lindsay dressed you. You look good for the play, so why can't she just go for it now?
I feel like I'm the resistance. Like, guys in Indy, I'm going to fight for us to wear what we want to wear, okay? I still, to be honest with you, I don't get what the problem is because we all wear jeans. I don't understand why we can't wear jorts. I'm still throwing that out there.
Jorts are dead and should be.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
Oh, we've got beef. A man was so upset at Burger King that, well, he called 911.
I want emergency.
All he wanted was a little flame-grilled goodness, but soon felt he was the one getting burned.
Yeah, can I have the Lakewood Police Department, please?
The 73-year-old customer placed his order at this Burger King on Madison Avenue in Lakewood around noon Thursday and was trying to pay the bill.
This is. How can I help you?
When he told police they wouldn't accept his payment and buy one, get one free offer.
Uh-huh. And I had 2 coupons for a free popper.
From the 911 call, it sounds like a BK worker wanted him to leave the drive-thru lane. But Whoppers cost over $4 a piece, so the customer was not about to let them have it their way.
No, I'm not moving anywhere until you give me back my coupons. Anyway, the manager is taken. I'm calling the police.
Lakewood officers responded and quickly learned what the man's beef was all about.
Anyway, the guy took my coupons and he won't give them back to me, and he won't give me the free Whopper that they call for either.
We were unable to speak with the manager, but according to the police report, the man had received the coupons in Texas and was advised that they are no good in Ohio.
Oh.
He was also advised he's not allowed to return to that Burger King.
Okay.
No!
Yep. Banned for life.
Oh, man. That poor guy. I get it. Like, when you're getting something for free, then you're told you're not, that would make me upset. And it's like, I'm not going to go.
Banned from the BK Lounge.
Dang. You know, I hate to talk about this on air. I hope they don't hear, but do you remember how our new boss gave us, like, a Chick-fil-A card?
Yeah.
And it's supposed to get us free food? I tried it the other day. Didn't work.
Why?
Because it's not for, like, here. It's for another Chick-fil-A location.
Oh, man. We got jit.
I feel like this guy. Hold on. What's the number for 911?
Yeah, we should call 911, too.
Call the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. 317-239-1009.
Have you ever walked off the job at work? Maybe you've seen somebody like, all right, I quit. And they just took their things and left. Maybe they kept their uniform on or they just threw it off on the ground. That's what I'd like to hear from you this morning. Buffalo Bills cornerback Vontae Davis pretty much did this yesterday, Alex.
Really?
He retired in the middle of yesterday's football game at halftime against the Chargers.
Now, this is some football that I would actually be interested in.
Now, the Bills were down by 22 at halftime. I don't know if that's the reason why. That's when Vontae decided, you know what? I'm going to hang it up, literally, right during the middle of the game.
Whoa.
He later said he suddenly realized, quote, I shouldn't be out here anymore.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's because they were
getting older.
Well, he's been in the league 10 years, which, I mean, the league will beat the crap out of you. So that's a long time playing in the NFL. But in the middle of a game, you couldn't just finish out the half and be like, hey, I'm going to retire, guys. I don't want to do this. He, like, in the locker room, just takes his stuff off, gets into street clothes, and leaves.
Well, something must have happened between him and the coach or some players in the locker room. Like, something must have been said to him to set him off. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I could see him just being like, ugh. We're getting our butts handed to us. Like, I'm
over it.
I'm done.
But still, like, just wait till the game's over. Hey, what's up? What's your name?
My name's Caitlin.
Caitlin, did you, like, walk off the job or did somebody do it when you were there?
I used to work at Disneyland, and I worked at a restaurant where and one night it was really busy, and a friend of mine was fed up. And so mid-serving table, he was like, bye, and just left.
Wait a minute. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Was it the was it like the boss that made him want to quit, or was it the table he was serving? Like, they were awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I think it was a combination of all things. It was just the management was terrible, and then I think the table was super needy, and he was just done.
See, at Disney World, I think I'd put up with a lot more crap to be able to work there.
Yeah,
oh, I don't think
to.
I would at all. I couldn't stand like a little whiny kid or a parent like, get little Jimmy a juice.
I would love it. I would love working there.
It's fun. You don't really have a choice, though. But the perks are great, so you put up with a lot,
right?
I guess.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. I remember I quit when I worked at House Soft Cloth Car Wash, and I did it in front of customers. That's actually kind of something I regret doing. Because I was like, Tina, I quit!
Yeah, I've never had an epic quit moment, but I dream. I dream, and I dream.
How would you quit?
How would I?
Yeah, if you dream about it,
well,
take me through
if
it.
We work in radio, so if I was really going to go big, I mean, you have to go big or go home, and I'd probably just quit on the air. But then I'd never be able to work in radio again.
I worry every time I turn the microphone on that Alex will say one thing that will be her quitting time.
I'm out!
My very first day of waitressing at Three Wise Men, I thought about walking off the job and quitting. I had a table of 11 people, and I was so overwhelmed, and the table was so, so rude that I honestly thought about just saying I was going to go to the bathroom and just leaving and never showing up again.
Dipping.
Wow. I'm proud of you, though, for getting through that, though.
Thank you.
Live the dip, girl.
No kidding. A different type of dip. It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Follow us. Man, we look so good on social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. As a matter of fact, something real sexy up there, Lobster Boy.
Lobster Boy.
Yeah, you can see photos of Lobster Boy, Joe and Alex Show. Hey, if you have not heard, let me tell you something really cool. You can make an impact here in Indy. We're filling up free little libraries. We've been building them with Indy Due Day coming up September 27th to 29th. That's when we're going to put those bad boys out there. But we need books to load them up with. So go to RadioNowIndy.com, and that'll give you all the drop-off locations. One of them, I'll tell you right now, is our radio station. That's Radio Now 100.9. So RadioNowIndy.com for all the details, and let's keep those going. If we have too many, which is the goal, we're going to donate all the extra books to IPS school systems for their reading programs.
Yeah. Also, don't forget that today on The Ellen Show, the Ron Colley High School Guidance Counselor is going to be on there. They kind of delayed it, and now it's going to air today.
Because Cher had to go so long.
So set your DVRs.
Do you believe in love after love? Lindsay wanted to get tickets because Cher's coming to Indy. I said, no.
I hate cool Cher. With that.
I am all good.
She's a legend. You guys are crazy.
You would go see Cher.
Name someone better than Cher.
Okay.
That's right. You can't.
Celine Dion.
Any mumble rapper.
Whitney Houston. I mean, there's a lot more.
You guys are wrong.
If I could
whatever.
Turn
you love it, Whitney.
Time.
I know. I do actually love
like,
Whitney.
Like, if we're thinking of the greatest singers of all time, like, to me, Cher's voice is annoying, so I'm
do
just not that big of a fan.
Love after love. We wouldn't even be talking about Cher if Sonny wouldn't hit that tree. We would have never, like, kept on talking about her. Do you know about that, Liv?
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that, but I thought I did a really good impression there, and neither one of you
we tried to
no,
play
I
it
just
off.
Laughed.
We
it
tried
was
to
good.
Play it off. It was pretty bad.
Did Sonny die because he crashed into a tree?
Yeah, he was skiing, and he went into a tree and died.
What?
Wait, seriously? I didn't know Sonny was dead.
I knew he was dead. I didn't know how.
Yes, I thought there was
Sonny and Cher,
wasn't
yes.
There, well, we can talk about
let's get this trending
there.
On Twitter. R.I.P. Sonny. Because we just found out.
Well, how do you spell Sonny?
S-O-N-N-Y.
Okay. We're not illiterate.
I was hoping you'd be like, duh, S-U-N-N-Y,
no.
Sunny.
R.I.P.
Sunny.
Different.
Get it trending.
What do you ladies got going on today? Anything cool? Anything fun?
I don't know. I am like, okay, so one of our big bosses suggested that I watch Dr. Foster on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I remember that suggestion.
So he said it was like a really short series. It was only like 5 episodes in the first season and 5 for the second season, and that I would really like it. Well, I was like very skeptical, but I, over the weekend, decided to take his word, watched it, freaking loved it. And so now I'm like debating because it ended so juicy, but like really it could end right there. I have a feeling that they just, it was so popular that they probably just made a second season when they didn't need to. So now I'm kind of like, I don't really know if I want to watch the second season because the first 5 episodes were great on their own.
What about Ozark? Are you going to finish Ozark?
Well, that's the other thing. I just hate this stupid show. And you guys keep saying that the second season is even better than the first. So if that's the case, then I'm like, do I power through it? But I'm
yes.
so bored.
I am on the last episode. And I am like not letting myself watch it because I can't wait that long for Ozark season 3.
Well, because here's the thing too. Atypical on Netflix, they just released the second season. I loved that show. So now I'm going to start season 2 of Atypical about the boy with autism or whatever. He's
okay.
like a high school student. It's so good.
I have something I'll save it for Wednesday before we talk about what we're into. But there's an awesome special on Netflix, which I love. Like, everybody has to watch it. It's awesome.
Ooh.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl? What's going on today for you?
I have to work at the kids club at LA Fitness, which means I'm probably going to be emotionally and physically traumatized by these little kids.
Here's the thing. You are refusing to get a flu shot, which right now they're saying get your flu shots, that the flu's going to be even worse
yeah,
this
you
year.
Can't, you can't come
and
in anymore.
And you work with kids. You have to get that. Yeah, because I don't want to be around you. I get a flu shot every year. Do you? Joe, you have to get a flu shot. Why are we not getting flu shots?
Because I know it's not true, but every time I get a flu shot, I get sick.
See? That's why I don't want to get it.
Okay.
That's the whole reason why.
But I'm not telling you. If your doctor tells you to do it, I think you should
it's
trust your doctor.
It's the flu. If you're getting a cold, that's different. It's the flu.
Alex, I just don't understand how it could be a coincidence.
Pooping and puking.
Time.
Pooping and puking. That's
right.
what it That's what
Is
it prevents.
Is that how we're going to wrap up the show?
Yes.
No.
That's what it prevents.
All right. Go ahead. Everybody have yourself a wonderful day. If you missed anything on the show, you know where to go. RadioNowIndy.com. And today is actually a special day. It's Share the Joe and Alex Show with a Friend Day.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.